106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 28th of July, 77 degrees on our way to 103 today. So the excessive heat warning remains in effect through Saturday night at 9 p.m. And we're very pleased to be joined on this Friday morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm staying cool.
Good deal. Well, speaking of that particular topic, I know we had several different updates that we want to get to when it comes to the heat. And the first one that comes to my mind really is kind of an update on the fan traffic, because you announced here very early this week you got 30 fans from Sutherland's to pass out to the community. Mm-hmm. Do you have any of those left?
Yes, we do. And they were very much appreciated because we didn't get the large donation this year from the energy company. So, yep, we have had a lot of calls for them, and we have had people coming in pretty consistently this week for them.
Okay. Do you have an idea just how many you do have available? And could you remind folks exactly how to pick up those fans if they need those?
Yes. So we probably have about 12 still available, 12 to 15. And they can come in during our pantry hours, which are Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, basically around 12 to 3 p.m., because then we know we have someone there, you know, that can give them a fan.
Is there any eligibility requirements for the fans?
Not really. Okay. It's just basically on need. And, we do have people fill out a form. So we can track who we've given them to. But so far what we've seen has just been really just the basic need.
Understood. Are you surprised here by the flow of the fans out the door right now? Or really, is this kind of what you expected once those fans were officially approved there by Sutherland's and then sent your way?
Yeah. No, they were basically, they were very much needed. And so, no, it does not surprise me that when people heard about it, there was very much that need to come in and get one. So, yeah, most definitely. If you need a fan, a lot of people don't have air. And then some people just need a fan, you know, to help circulate the air. So, yep.
So what about the need for rent, utility, and food assistance? What have you been seeing there, Captain Haddon?
Yeah, so unfortunately right now we don't have a case manager, so we have not been able to do emergency assistance. We're very short of staff, but we are currently interviewing, and hopefully I'll have someone hired here in the next couple of weeks. So it's kind of been down to myself holding the fort down, and that's why our hours, we have someone who can answer the phone in the mornings, so we've had to kind of reduce our hours from basically 10 to 1 so that we can answer the phone, make those pantry appointments, and then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, have pantry appointments. So I've basically been trying to keep the pantry open. Other than that, there are times I'm not available. You know, like I had to, you know, work sports camp. In Kansas City. And so there are a few days and we have had to close just simply because I haven't had anybody to be at the Salvation Army and available to do the pantry. But yeah, our hours have been reduced. Our staff is very short, but we're hoping to get that position filled very soon.
Is the demand pretty constant right now, especially this week when it's been so hot?
Yeah. And it, again, it's going to increase. It will always increase at the beginning of next month just because of the hot summer, and those utility bills are just going to skyrocket. So, yeah, there will be a very heavy demand.
Are you also
large
seeing...
large bills.
Oh, yeah. That was going to be the next thing I was going to ask is, you know, on the utility side and the rent side, you know, how big are the requests in general terms? Because I know you can't use specifics, but how big are the requests coming in? And can you fund what the requests are at this point, or do you need some extra funding to do that?
So basically, the unfortunate thing is that when people are on a payment plan and they break that payment plan because they're not able to make that payment, you're looking at $2,000 or $3,000 of a bill that becomes due. So obviously, we work very hard to keep people on their payment plan. We have limited funding. We have a few $1,000s a month that we allocate towards that. But with that, what ends up happening? The higher the bill, we can't pay all of that, you know. And so most of the time, the client will help pay as much as they can, and then we'll try to keep them on payment plans. Work with landlords, you know, to keep them housed, keep their quality of life with their utilities. We try to cover, you know, 300, 400, you know, per person, just to, you know, so we can help more people. But yes, we're always needing additional funding, which a lot of the churches are connected to what's called an LCREF fund, where they can, through their church, put money into that Lyon County Emergency Fund, and that helps us tremendously.
So you did say you do have some applicants then for the case manager's position?
We do.
Okay.
I have interviewed two people, so we're hoping to fill that here next week.
Well, let's wish you the best of luck on that front.
Indeed.
That taken yes. care of. I bet. Anything else we need to add here, Captain Haddon?
Always need volunteers. We need volunteers for the pantry. Like I say, I've been trying to keep things open and keep the pantry running. Need breakfast items for the pantry and refried beans.
Refried beans, okay.
Okay.
Refried beans.
Okay. Any other food needs that you really have at this point, or are you at least fairly well stocked for now?
Our selection is narrowing. Of course, after we have a food drive, we have such a nice selection. A really good idea is we have a church that each month I'll say, hey, I'm low on breakfast cereal. Can you collect breakfast cereal for us that month? And then their church does that and brings us that donation. And that's a really good idea for groups to do. Just call us and say, hey, what do you need? And then that group can collect, you know, peanut butter that month, you know, and bring it to us, or jelly or something like that, just so that we can continue to have, you know, that selection for people.
And we're revving up for our drive for food coming up in October.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, Captain Haddon, hey, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah, Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us this morning. Chuck, on our primetime newsmaker.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker spots, don't try next week because that's full. And we're